Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. We are the best thing on at 2 a.m. this week.
Well, you know.
This week.
Yeah, well, I want to tell you that How I Met My Mother is on, and they're a 30-minute show when they're entertaining for 22 minutes. We're a one-hour show and entertaining for 12. So, I mean, that's our competition.
But really entertaining for 12.
Yeah, we're like five times more entertaining for that 12 minutes.
Our 12 minutes of entertainment.
So that's literally like five times 12 is like 60 minutes of wholesome family entertainment.
You know, I knew you were a lawyer just by your mathematician skills there.
Exactly.
Tell you a third of anything.
Exactly. He can give you a third of pie if you give him about 2 seconds. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me are Made Man Brent.
You know, really, Scotch, you brought me for all this Scotch today. I'm going to suffer through it, okay? Nobody tied me up and made me force me to do it today.
Come on.
I feel a lot better now, I know. It's like I want to salute.
No, we just had the royal coronation, please.
Yeah. Stone of destiny, the whole thing. Come on. Yeah.
I love the hat salute.
So. He's not happy. And we got good old boy Alan.
Hey, how we doing, everybody?
And good old boy Justin.
Good morning, Vietnam.
I don't even know where he is.
Are we in Vietnam?
He doesn't even know where he is.
Wow.
It's like
flashback. Like,
better that way. Yeah.
Starting to have a flashback here. All right, so our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else you can drink. And here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. We have the Indri Trini 3-Wood Single Malt Indian Whiskey. We have the Rampur Asava Indian Single Malt Whiskey. We have the Impex Collection Penderin 5-Year Madeira Cask. We have the Impex Collection Akrios 10-Year. From Benriach, we have the second edition of the Benriach Malting Season, and we have the second edition of the Benriach Smoke Season. And from Isle of Arran, we have the Arran 21-year, and we have the Arran 25-year. So let's have Justin tell us about our sips ratings.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
What, do you misharm that much?
Two sips.
Nice, but what else do you have?
What the hell was that?
I don't even know.
I think that was Mush Mouth if you hit him in the face with like a bat and brain damage.
Yeah. Remember Mush Mouth?
And brain damaged him?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what that is, yeah.
Yeah, the Cosby Kids, yeah.
Three sips.
Interesting, but what was this again?
That sounded like a really bad vampire.
I thought he was supposed to be Harmeet giving his Indian accent.
I think that was like a Bollywood vampire. I want to suck your neck and fix your windows for you. Yeah.
Four sips.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's specified.
Five sips.
Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my
God! No. Yeah. Yeah. All right, he's just not on today. No,
I'll quit my day job.
Yeah, I definitely would looking to keep your day job. So let's have Brent tell us about our first whiskey of the day.
Thank you for the pronunciation challenge, Bob.
You're welcome. What, you don't like a word with 27 letters and no vowels?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So this is Indri Indian Single Malt Whiskey. It's named after the village of the same name located in the state of Haryana in the foothills of the Himalayas. Indriya is Sanskrit, also refers to the five senses: smell, taste, touch, sight, and sound. Indri Single Malt Whiskey is made at the Piccadilly Distillery by Master Distiller Graham Hamilton Bowie and Master Blender Surinder Kumar. Both men are longtime veterans in the industry. Graham, having worked at the Tom and Tool, and Glenn Grant, and Surinder was the former Master Distiller and Blender at Amaret, with three copper pot wash stills and three copper pot spirit stills. They have been distilling single malt since 2012. Currently one of the largest distilleries in India, they produce 4 million liters per year. Due to the subtropical climate, their angel share is between 10% and 12% annually. So what we're going to be tasting is the Indri Trini 3-Wood Single Malt Indian Whiskey. It's 46% ABV, 92 proof, non-age stated, non-chilled filtered, no color added. This is made from Indian-grown six-row barley. This expression gets its name from the three kinds of wood used in maturing this whiskey. After fermenting and double distillation, the new make whiskey is matured in a combination of ex-bourbon, ex-Pedro Ximenez, and ex-French wine cask before blending. So it's got a nice copper color to it, which I wouldn't expect from I was always expecting something lighter, but this is nice. You know, 80s penny copper color. On the nose, I get tea right off the bat. It's one of the things I get. Then I get some, it comes over with, I guess that sherry cask note from this. I get that. I get a little bit of wood on it and some pineapple, like a charred pineapple to it. On the palate, I get beautiful mouthfeel on this. It's got a nice... nice light spices to it. Citrus, I get that pineapple. I get some raisins. Just coat your mouth. Nice, smooth, balanced finish. You get a lot of fruit on the finish. As a scotch, an Indian scotch, you know, people are going to like it. I enjoy it. Others will too.
We got a little rule back home. If it's brown, drink it down.
This is copper. This is copper, though. No brown here. Justin, what do you think?
So this is one of the most interesting whiskeys I've ever had. We cracked this about an hour ago. The first 15 minutes, I wouldn't drink or smell it. After 15 minutes, start smelling it, start drinking it. After an hour, it starts to become amazing. And
add a little water to it, it's even better.
I haven't even done that yet.
Oh, yeah, you gotta do that. So...
you know, or if you're not as adventurous, just crack it, leave it for an hour before dinner, and then just drink it after dinner. This thing's pretty darn good now. What'd you think, Alan?
I thought it was great, but if you're going to do that, you got to make sure there aren't any people running around the house, because they'll drink it all in that hour while we're waiting for it to develop properly.
Not if I'm there.
I think we have to come up with a plan on that one. However, I got to tell you, And 100% true. When this thing was poured from the bottle, it had nothing. And after 15 minutes, it opened up beautifully. And then you put a little water in it, let it sit, and it's really become a terrific, terrific drink. I don't know how they put it together, but I would say this is excellent. And I would enjoy having it whenever the occasion arises.
Yeah, this one is, you know, we always talk about how air benefits a whiskey, and this really significantly improved with about 15 minutes worth of air. I get that tea note on the nose. I get that burnt kind of caramelized pineapple note. I get a little bit of oak. I get the raisins from the Pedro Ximenez. you know, that sort of raisiny funk on the palate. On the palate, it's sweet, it's nutty.
Yeah, there's the nuts on there do come through there.
Get the nuts along the front and the side of the palate. On the back palate, I get the raisins from that Pedro Jimenez, that sort of raisiny funk. And in the center, I get a little bit of a citrusy, almost maybe a lime. Yeah, an extremely interesting whiskey. And give this thing a little bit of air and maybe a drop of water. And, just stand out of its way. So we're going to be rating the Indri Trini Three Wood Single Malt Indian Whiskey, a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So I'm going to go to our next whiskey. We're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So we're going to talk about Rampura Sava Indian Malt Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume or 90 proof. It's non-age stated and non-chill filtered as God intended it. Radico Khaitan Limited, or RKL, is one of the largest players in the Indian spirits industry. Formerly known as Rampur Distillery, it was established in 1943. One of the largest distillers of ethyl alcohol in Asia, producing molasses extra neutral alcohol, grain neutral spirit, and malt spirit. The distillery is based in Rampur in the northern part of India at the foothills of the Himalayas. They supply extra neutral alcohol to many manufacturers in India, including Diageo, Pernod, Bacardi, USL, and others. RKL produces branded bottled whiskey, vodka, rum, brandy, and gin. While their malt distillery has been in operation for 25 years, and they have been aging malt since then, they waited until they had the right product and adequate stock to launch their own brand, Rampur Indian Malt Whiskey. Using Indian six-row malted barley, Rampur was launched in 2016 in Las Vegas, and the brand is now available in over 20 countries. The Rampur Indian Single Malt Asava expression we are trying today is aged in a combination of used bourbon barrels and Indian Cabernet Sauvignon casks. Asava was chosen as Whiskey Advocate's number 7 spirit of 2021. We'll talk more about it after the break.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
And we're back, and we were talking about Rampur Asava Indian Single Malt. So tell us about it, Justin.
So on the nose, I got like a tropical island with pineapple and blackberries and mandarin orange. I got a little bit of tobacco and kind of like that Captain Morgan rum spice kind of action going on. On the palate, it was sweet, velvety, oaky. I didn't get the Cabernet Sauvignon influence they mentioned at all. It just missed me, but I thought this was really tasty. Brent, what did you think?
Yeah, when you notice all these things, when you're saying all of them, it sounds like this is going to be great. You know, I mean, you have this tropical fruit on the nose, you have all these flavors on the palate, But they don't work for me, though. They just don't. They don't come together. They're not like cohesive enough for me. Like there's one, there's another, and they just don't. It's like a symphony. If somebody's playing, and they're just like playing off tune, and they just don't blend together. And that's kind of what I feel like with this spirit, is that they're all there, and they're all ready to go, but they're not working together to make it the best finished product that it could be. Alan, what do you think about that?
Well, by and large, I thought that it was really a very tasty, lovely malt. The color was deep mahogany. There was fruity notes throughout the whole thing, especially plums I picked up on it. Palate was creamy. It was vanilla. It was spiced oak. I just think that it was great. I don't know what the Indian red wine did to it or the Indian Cabernet. It's beyond me. I couldn't tell you. And it had a nice, sweet finish, long finish. I would say that this is a great whiskey to enjoy next time you're over in Mumbai. You know, have a ball.
Yeah, it's an interesting whiskey. It's I'm with Brent. There's a lot of flavors there. They're just not playing together. They're like, just not in harmony.
They just don't play well. Yeah, they're just not there. There's so many flavors, and you can pick so many different things out, but that the working together is just not there yet. And I don't know if more air would help it, or if more water would help it. Or
I'm just thinking maybe the cab barrels are just not working with the spirit. As a matter of fact, we've had rum pour on the show before, and it's always been excellent. This one is just, and you can taste the spirit underneath. The base whiskey is quality whiskey. It's just this, I don't think that this expression is playing well. That's just for me, but again, everything I've had from rum pour up till now has been fantastic, so maybe they need to switch to a different wine cask. I don't know. But yeah, it's hard to say. Who knows? It's but we're going to be rating the Rampura Sava two sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So that brings us to our next whiskey, which is from the Impex Collection. It's the Impex Collection Pendrin 5-Year Madeira Cask. It's a 57.4% ABV, 114.8 proof, 486 bottles in this batch. The Impex Collection was derived from the heart of Sam Filmus, who was the president and managing director of Impex Beverages. Using many years of industry experience, he selects casks from the collection from distilleries all over the world. This release was made at the Pendrin Distillery in Wales. It was established in March 1st of 2004 and was the first distillery in Wales in more than 100 years. This expression from Pendrin was aged in Blandy's Malvasia Madeira wine casks. So it's got a really nice color. Got a dark old penny look to it. A little bit of ruby to it as well. Just a slight little bit of glow to it. On the nose, you absolutely pick up the wine influence on this. It's definitely, you're not going to mistake that this is not a Madeira cask. So it's got that raisiny sweetness to it. Got a little bit of vanilla. On the palate, again, Madeira up front. Get some honey, get some spice. Get a little bit of maltiness on the back palate. Slight bit of spice along the tip of the tongue, got a nice mouth coat to it, medium finish, solid whiskey. I mean, if you like a Madeira finish, then I think this whiskey is for you. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, when I first got this and we poured it in the glass, all I wrote down right away was butterscotch bomb, you know, because the butterscotch just overtook everything on this to me. And now that it's calmed down, now you can get those, the influence of the wine on it and the raisins and stuff. And so then on your palate, initially it was very sweet. Now they've added water, let it sit for a while. Very, very balanced. You get that, but you get butterscotch, you get that, the raisin notes, that, you know, a little bit of honey, the, very well balanced. So what a difference something makes, you know, when it's all balanced together. It's just very enjoyable. It's, to me, if anything, I just think it's maybe just a little too sweet. But overall, good. Justin?
So, first of all, I'll say that I love Madeira, especially if it's older than my grandfather. This Madeira consumes about 90% of the flavor band of this spirit. So it overwhelms it. I don't know what the flavor of the spirit that underlies it, but if you like Madeira, you're going to like this. I got the butterscotch that he was talking about on the nose. On the palate, it was like all Madeira and just a little bit of malt spice. What did you think, Alan?
I liked it a lot. It was spicy. It had the butterscotch to it. It had a great complexity of flavors that mixed well, the raisins. And I think it was a lot for this was 5 years old, if yeah. I recall. Okay. I don't think I've tasted a 5 years old as good as this.
No.
Yeah. The last couple of years.
Given the age of the whiskey, this is a really stellar
effort.
Yeah,
it's a stellar whiskey. Yeah. Definitely a stellar whiskey. And, you know, I wouldn't dump it back into a barrel and try to change it around or anything like that. I think the whiskey is really great as it is, okay? It's a five-year-old. And I think, you know, it's easily one can give it a 4 as a rating or a 3. Certainly a 3, but I kind of like it, so I'd give it a 4.
Yeah, it's an extremely well put together whiskey. Again, they're starting out with a younger stock, but I do agree with Justin that the Madeira influence does overtake it a bit. But you're going to get that with, you know, honestly, you're going to get that with a 5-year whiskey. I mean, there's not enough whiskey there, I think, to fight against that particular, especially that particular Madeira cask that they use.
Probably why just the sweetness of it, why it's overly sweet, you know, why I get the, why that's happening to it.
But if you enjoy a Madeira finished whiskey, I absolutely think you'd love this. I think this is a lovely effort. And again, Pendrin's making some really interesting stuff there. It's exciting what's going on over there. So it's nice to see them branching out. You know, well done whiskey. So we're going to be rating the Impex Collection Pendrin 5-year Madeira cask. Well deserved. 3 sips.
Interesting.
So our next one, we're going to have Alan tell us about that one.
And the next one that we're going to do is the Impex Collection Ashrock 10-year-old, which is 115 proof. Quite strong, so we had some water to it. It was aged in a European hogshead barrel. Ashrock was established in Banffshire, Bayside, Scotland in 1972 to produce whiskies for the J&B blend. They produced their first single malt in 1978 under the Singleton name and continued production under that name until 2001, and the name was changed back to Ashrock. Production continued under that name until 2008 when it was changed to the Singleton of Ashrock. It's a little bit like a saw going back and forth. The name Ashrock means shallow ford across the Red Stream in Gaelic. Now, when you take a taste of this particular whiskey, which I am about to do, I found it to be amazing. Sweetness hits you. A little bit of peatness hits you. Some earthiness hits you. It is so smooth and so easy to go down. The nose is like carnival circuses. You know, cotton candy and things like that. And it's just a lovely, young, single-cask whiskey that has a lot to it. It's just filled with flavor.
Yeah, I'm going to say on the nose, I picked up lemon right off the bat. That was like one of the first things. I got that the cereal nose to it, the malt, you know, that goes with it and stuff. And then the grapefruit. I'm not a big grapefruit guy, but this blended so well that I actually like the grapefruit part of it on the nose because it blended so well with everything else. And then, like you say, on your palate, you get just like a creme brulee with all those other flavors joining in and just kind of like singing this sweet little dance on your, you know, on your tongue. And the finish, just a beautiful finish. It lets you enjoy it. You know, for a scotch, when somebody's going to join in, you're going to like this one. You know, Justin? Yeah,
you cannot like it. There's nothing negative about it.
I thought it was very interesting they use this as the base for J&B whiskey because it really does remind me of the J&B whiskey I would drink the latter part of the night after a night of partying in college. And, but, you know, being the single cask and everything, it's got like more complexity and more balls than the J&B, which I'm sure was 80 proof that I had back in the day. So it was a nice journey back through time. What'd you think, Bob?
I think it's an excellent whiskey. It's got a lovely nose to it. I definitely get the lemon peel. Get that maltiness, the cereal note to it. I get a little bit of chocolatey toffee, kind of burnt toffee nose to it. A little bit of smoke on the back end. I think that's where the burnt toffee's coming from. On the palate, yeah, it's sweet and delicious, and it's got a very clean flavor. It's got a good mouth feel to it.
Clean and crisp.
Yeah,
it's clean and crisp with it. You know, when
marshmallows and creme brulee, but not coating and cloying or anything. I mean, it's there. It's got a pretty nice finish as well. An excellent whiskey.
Yeah, it's so light in color that you're not expecting to get the flavors out of it, and they really shine through with it, though.
Oh yeah,
it's got balls.
Yeah, I mean when they say all light when it's light, I mean this is like a super super light pale yellow color, you know, and you just don't expect those kind of flavors out of something that light. But yeah, enjoyable.
With my experience at that particular distillery, I found that the younger whiskeys are far more easy to love than some of the older whiskeys. It just happens.
Well, we're going to be rating the Impex Collection Oxrost 10-year, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to go to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. This is the Benriach Malting Season, second edition. This is 48.9% ABV. This expression is produced using barley that is malted from the distillery's own floor maltings. The floor malting method is a highly skilled process requiring the delicate and skilled hand of a team of dedicated craftspeople. After being steeped in water, the barley is spread across the malting room floor and turned by hand over several days to allow for optimum germination of the barley. I've seen this happen in person here in the United States, how they do this, and it's something you got to see to really appreciate it. But using their keen eye, the malting team decides when the barley is ready to move to the kiln, and the iconic pagoda-shaped chimney comes alive. Benriach is one of only 7 distilleries in Scotland that continues the century-old tradition of floor malting. For this year's edition of Malting Season, Master Blendle Rachel Berry selected Concerto Barley, it's the same as the first edition that we've tried earlier, and slightly increased the barrel strength, resulting in a slightly different flavor profile, thus making each annual edition a truly unique expression in its own right. So this is, again, this is really light, and so you never know what you're going to expect when you get something this light, and on the nose, I got mandarins, I got some sugar, I got a little bit of a white chocolate to it. It just came through on the palate. Let me take a little bit here. Yeah, I get honey and citrus. I get some like crisp apples to it. It's just a nice coating for the mouth. I really enjoy it. A little bit of vanilla cream on the finish. All in all, it's a great expression. I'm happy with how this turned out. Justin?
This spirit is freaking tasty.